Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Look, you got your hairs cut.
I did.
Very nice.
I did.
You're looking very smooth and snazzy.
Well, thank you. It's what I strive for.
Smooth and snazzy.
Especially smooth.
Well, and it looks like you shaved and everything.
I shave every Monday.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't really notice. You know, your hair's been long for a while.
It has. Right.
Well, I was really surprised.
I ain't got no wheels, so I'm kind of at the mercy of when I have wheels available.
Oh, that's right. So, that's right.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, yesterday I had wheels available, so I was able to go get my hairs cut. But I shave every Monday. Every Monday I shave it down, and then I let it go the rest of the week.
The rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I think
you know,
that's...
You just don't pay attention to me anymore. You've taken me so... You're taking me for granted.
Hey,
now.
I noticed that you got your hair cut.
Well, yeah, but still...
I'm just, I think I should get points for that.
No.
No?
No, you're supposed to notice these kind of things. We've been together for too long now.
I know. I think it's because your hair had gotten kind of long. I mean, I was really surprised that you were letting it go that far.
Yeah.
Because usually you're very, you know, you're very timely about your hair's cut.
Mostly.
You know, you're pretty clockworkish.
Yeah. When I feel like I'm gelling up, you know, like Darren Hunt. That's how I know, okay, it's time. It's time.
Time for a haircut.
Because my gel, the kind of gel that I use,
yeah.
I have to order on the internet.
Right.
I can't just go get it. So it takes a while.
Yeah.
Because I'm a cheap bastard. I'm not going to pay for none of this 2-day or overnight or any of that kind of stuff.
No way, dude.
It's like, get it to me when you can get it to me.
Yeah, right. When the donkey cart gets this way.
That's right.
Good enough, man.
That's right.
Good enough.
I've run out before, you know, where I'm like, well, what am I going to do now?
I know, right?
You know, and then, you know, and it gets too furry that a baseball cap doesn't help me.
I know.
Because there's not enough sections for me to move it to. Because I've done run out of them.
Exactly.
You know, because it's too thick.
Yeah.
I cannot grow long hair. I always wanted to have long hair like a hippie freak.
Right, right.
Like a rock and roll star. But I could never grow my hair long because my hair grows sideways.
I know.
It doesn't grow down.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and you know, it's funny because husband number three had the same problem. He wanted to grow a little bit longer hair.
Yeah.
And he couldn't either because it did. It just went straight out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it never weighed down enough to like go down. It was like perpendicular to the floor. And you're going, what the heck? How does that even happen?
And then when I was a kid, it would, you know, because you remember when you had to have your hair above the collar and that
right.
kind of stuff.
Right.
And then they relaxed things.
Mm-hmm.
I could get it below the collar, but then it would start curling up.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And so I have never been able to live my dream of having long, luxurious hair like a rock star, man.
I know. I'm sorry.
Like the hippie freaks that girls tend to love when they're young, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Dude, I was all about the long-haired boys in high school.
I know.
All
you
about
and everybody
it.
Everybody else, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I was never able to grow that. So I developed a sense of humor instead.
and the dulcet tones
That's
that
right.
we hear every
That's
morning
right.
on the radio.
Well, you know, those are God-given. I can't do anything about that either way. They're God-given. Like the talent.
Like the talent.
That's right.
That's right. That's why they pay you the big bucks, dude.
That's why they pay me. And that's where you put a period.
Yeah, but I'm with you on the mailing thing, because like the lotion and the body wash that I use, they discontinued it in the store.
Yeah.
But they've got it online.
Same thing.
Yeah, and so I have to order it online,
uh-huh.
which I don't mind because actually it's way less expensive. It's like half what I usually pay in the store.
Yeah.
But if you get that, you know, but if you wait too long, because it takes like a week
Sometimes,
for them to get it.
Yep.
And so like right now, I'm on the last bottle and a half, and I might be able to make it the week that it's going to take.
Right, right.
But they are, and
but
they
you
always
have to
ration
yourself, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. And they always ask me, you know, are you sure you don't want to get, you know, 2-day air? And I'm like, heck no, man.
No.
No way.
And then they're like, are you sure?
Are you positive? And then they try to do that nonsense where they say, well, we'll knock 20% off of it. I'm like, forget it.
Uh-huh.
I am not paying extra money for that nonsense. No way, dude.
Right.
No way. Yeah. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I waited too long this time.
But then you read the fine print and it's like, if you subscribe to...
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And that really makes me mad.
Yeah.
It really makes me mad. And they wonder why people don't want to go to their stores or anything like that
come
anymore.
Come on. Just try Prime for a week.
Just once.
Come on.
Just once. You can do it. It's not that bad. No way. Forget it, man.
You can cancel at any time.
Yeah, right. But then I forget. And then
the
you start.
Print.
Yeah, you can cancel at any time. But then I forget. And then you start putting it on my card.
Right.
No.
So, yeah. I cut my hair. Thank you for noticing.
You did. It looks very nice.
Long story short.
You look quite fetching.
Thank you. And yeah, I did shave, but I shave every Monday. Thank you for not noticing.
Okay, you share it with this 41-year-old actor who was in that really great movie with Sandra Bullock where he, she was going to marry him so that she could stay in the United States and work.
Yeah, I love that.
Yep, and then The Proposal. And then he's also married to Blake Lively.
Yeah.
And they're adorbs.
Aren't they, though?
They are just too stupid adorable.
Remember when he used to be with Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
But they got divorced.
They got divorced.
And then wasn't he also hooking up with Alanis Morissette at one time?
Yeah, before
right?
Scarlett.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes him Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. 41 Deadpool. Years old. Deadpool. And you also share your birthday with this 58-year-old. He's pretty much well known for his parodies of famous songs.
That would make him Weird Al.
Love him.
Yeah, buddy. That's where I learned to love goof songs.
I know.
Back in the day, man, with Weird Al. Very first Weird Al song I ever heard was his goof on Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Another One
Rides the Bus.
Another One Rides the Bust. Most recently, I think this was the last time we heard from Weird Al was a few years ago when he did a parody of Pharrell's Happy. You remember Tacky?
Yes.
Oops, we can't play that. It's copyrighted material.
So, yeah.
That was adorable. That
Happy
was
birthday.
Okay.
Happy Monday. Kiss FM. It's official. They're bringing Justin back. Oh, seems they forgot about that wardrobe flack. Yeah, he's been in timeout for like 14 years.
Yeah.
And it was announced yesterday that Justin Timberlake is going to be this year's halftime performance.
Very cool.
You digging on that?
I think so. I think that'll be good. You know what? I like him better now than I did back then. I don't know why. I just think he's grown up a lot, and I like him better now than I did then. So I think he'll be good.
He and his big buddy, Jimmy Fallon, announced it on Twitter.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have the time?
I was going to ask you, sir, if you have the time.
I do have the time.
You do have time?
I do have time.
You do have time?
I do have time.
You do have time?
I do have time.
You're doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl? You do have time!
I'm doing the halftime show!
Dude, it's Jimmy Fallon, my favorite person. I'm very excited. It's so good. It's so cool. Oh, my God.
I know. But they're BFFs, man.
Yeah, I know.
They play off each other really well. His return to the NFL stage is really significant considering his infamous 2004 performance with Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Did you see Twitter? Twitter was all abuzz wondering why him and not her.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Twitter was defending Janet.
Uh-huh.
They were like, what's up with that NFL?
Right, exactly. Why would you bring him back? He's the one that caused it.
Well, Maybe that's going to be one of the surprises. All of these performances always seem to have something.
Right, right.
You know, at this point, we don't know anything about his performance.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? I mean, maybe there's going to be... I think it would be great if they were to do some kind of a parody.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
With Janet. Where
Absolutely.
She just shows up, even if it's just for like a minute or so. And maybe even, you know, recreate that wardrobe malfunction. Except that, like, underneath is something else.
Right, exactly.
You know, like maybe Justin's face or something. I think that would be kind of cool. That would be kind of funny.
It would. And it would be, I mean, that would be the biggest YouTube clip ever.
No. You know what would be the biggest YouTube clip ever?
What?
When he performs with the rest of NSYNC.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's what would be bigger.
That's right, huh?
Yeah, it would be the first time that all members would be on stage since they broke up.
Oh, man, you know that they're lighting candles right now
so
for that to happen.
That would be the most awesome, don't you think?
Yes.
Yes, especially Kirkpatrick.
Well, I know.
You know, I mean, that guy.
Poor
I
guy.
Mean, you know, that's provided that his boss at Burger King
that's
gives
right.
him the day off.
That's right.
Because, you know, the fat one's got like a chain of hot dog stores.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Joey Fatone?
Yeah.
Does he really?
Yeah, and I believe it's called Fat Ones.
Fat Ones.
Uh-huh, for real. For real. And, you know, Lance, he does a lot of TV appearances.
Sure,
and
yeah.
So, Yeah, Kirkpatrick is like, come on, man.
He's out in the cold.
Come on. Justin, come on, man.
It's tough going home smelling your French fries every day.
Let's just do 30 seconds of bye, 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 bye.
Right?
You know? But that would be, that would break the internet if that
would
happen.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
That would be totally awesome. Kiss FM.
Here's what's trending now.
It's Aaron Jones trending this morning.
Totally.
Former UTEP Miner, current Green Bay Packer.
He set it down for the Packers. It's Jones up the middle, inside the 30, and he will take it all the way. 46 yards for a Packers touchdown.
And here's what's trending right here. You see, he's doing his first official Lambeau leap. And then when he gets down, he flashes 9-1-5
yep.
with his fingers. And then he does the pickaxe.
That is so cool.
And it's trending.
That is so cool.
Yeah. He did the same thing. Well, other than the 9-1-5, he did the pickaxe when mm-hmm. he scored against the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
But that was at AT&T Stadium. This was at Lambeau Field.
Right.
So he did his first official Lambeau leap.
That is so cool.
Yeah. And then, you know, he does the 9 with the fingers, uh-huh. you know, with both hands.
Right.
1 and then 5. So everybody's like, yeah, brah.
Dude, I can't do that, and I didn't just make a touchdown.
Yeah,
and I have to really think about
it. Aaron is a college graduate,
dude.
So
I'm very impressed.
Yeah,
I'm very impressed. Not only did he have the presence of mind to do it, but he actually pulled it off having to like count on his fingers like I have to.
Hey, look, I'm sure they all practice. I'm sure they all practice for their touchdown celebrations.
That's true. That's true.
So yeah, man, appreciate that, bro. Thanks for repping your 915, man. He and Khalid always repping mm-hmm. the 915. Love that. Love that. And he's doing well. Let me read an excerpt from you. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And this is like the big newspaper in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Right? Here's what they had to say about the Packers game. They lost. You know, they really ain't much without the other Aaron.
Okay.
The Rodgers one.
Right.
So, yeah, they didn't do well. They lost against the Saints. But here's what he had to say about the running backs. If there was any debate over which running back should receive the majority of carries, Jones or Ty Montgomery, that conversation ended quickly Sunday. Jones earned the right to start and turned in a spectacular performance once again. He carried 4 times for 70 yards and a touchdown on the opening possession and continued to slice the Saints defense all afternoon, much like he did the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Where Montgomery has appeared a step slow reading the play or making decisions, Jones reacts instantly and almost always chooses correctly.
Wow.
That was from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel,
dang.
Which is the big paper up in Wisconsin.
Super nice. That's great.
Yeah. Aaron finished with 131 yards and 17 carries, averaging like 7.7 yards a carry.
Wow.
That's pretty darn good.
Well, yeah.
Because I don't know if have you ever met him? Have you ever seen him in person?
No.
Oh, yeah. My fleeting meeting with fame with Aaron
uh-huh.
was at Toro Burger.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He was like 2 tables away from me.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't actually meet
him? No. I mean, that was it. That was it. That was my fleeting meeting. With Jones fame.
That was indeed fleeting. That is, I believe, the definition of fleeting.
And I remember telling my wife, hey, you see that guy over there with the dreads? That's Aaron Jones. He's a minor. He's going to go to the NFL. And my wife was like, oh, really? Yeah, that's cool.
She didn't do my standard that I give Darren. Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, she seems slightly interested.
Okay. I seem slightly interested, too.
No, yours reeks with sarcasm.
No, it's not
it
at
does.
All. It's really
yours
not.
Yours reeks
it's just,
with
it's
sarcasm.
Just, it doesn't...
Maybe it's because I know you, but it reeks with sarcasm. The next part of my story is that he's not that big a guy.
No?
He really isn't.
Huh.
I don't think he's like, I think he's like maybe 5'9". Like, he's not that big of a dude.
You're kidding.
And he's not all that buff either.
What?
I know.
Wow.
I know. But clearly tough to take that pounding from all those big guys that he's playing against, man.
Because those guys he's playing against are like 6'5", and they're like mountains.
And I've heard so many rookies, you know, that talk about how much faster the game is and how much stronger everybody is.
Yeah.
And that's like their biggest surprise. But Aaron seems to be, you know, he seems to be taking to it like, what is it they say?
A duck to water. Yeah.
He really has, man. And of course, you know, if you're able to, you know, slice and move and get through that hole fast, you don't get that kind of pounding.
Right, exactly.
Right? So good for him.
Huh.
Good for him.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit kisselpaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.